Hello and welcome to Pro U Podcast, episode number 461, Sticky Notes. Yep, you heard it. Not the title I'm most proud of, but I ended up with just a bunch of sticky notes, and they didn't really kind of have a consistent theme. And so I'm like, I'm just going to, you know, because once I have some X amount of sticky notes, I'm like, oh, maybe there's a podcast in there. And I kind of go through them. And it was like one topic, another topic, another topic, like just little bitty thoughts, little bitty moments. And I was like, this is all. And I mentioned, I think I had a podcast title named Bits and Pieces because it was just kind of bits and pieces and not one solid theme. So that's kind of what it was. But I even took a picture of my little dry erase board, and I'm like, maybe I'll just use that because I am the key holder, the gatekeeper. I can do whatever I want, my podcast. So you want to use that title, Sticky Notes? You want to take a picture of the sticky notes and use that for the episode photo? You go. You be you. So that's what I'm doing. But yeah, there's a podcast I chat about that really affected me because it talks about learning, you know, why learning and the mystery of mastery, you know, mastering something and not for any goal, not for any outcome, just to be into the process of learning and the benefit of that, which really struck home with me, really got me fired up. And then again, it's just a bunch of little moments where I recognize some cool stuff, recognize some like, okay, that's still there. But again, you know, have amazing conversations with Scott. So a bunch of notes I took when I was chatting with him that I share. And, you know, it's that thing where, again, I always think of meditating. They say when you first meditate, you're like, you should see how nuts it is inside my head. And then people don't want to meditate. And it's kind of what that personal growth is. You're going to have to take that deep, uncomfortable look at yourself and be real honest and then start moving forward. And it's slow and it's tough. And you got the beautiful monsters popping up every now and then, and older versions of you tempting you, and just all the stuff. It's just hard to chop wood, carry water each and every day to the best of your ability. But if you do those things, you find those things, you start building that solid day that makes you, you know, have access to that better version of you, you start recognizing it. Like, I know, oh, that solid day thing, I remember talking about that 2-3 months ago. It's happening. That morning, meditating, journaling, that's happening. Here's the benefits of that. You know, going to the park, doing the yoga, the working. I mean, all the pieces of that solid day are happening. And again, not perfect. We're not pursuing perfection, but we're not pursuing it for an outcome. And again, that's that dope thing about that podcast. It's like in the midst of learning, going through stuff, there's things that are happening that you don't, that you're not fully aware of, that are benefiting you. And again, those were, you know, kind of, again, if I have a solid morning, that helps center me. And if I have a solid day and I get some things done on that list for me, not busy for the sake of being busy, but some things done that serve me, the day just goes better. The day just ends better. I'm pretty thankful at the end of the day. And that's one of the sticky notes I wrote is I'm enjoying me. I like me in every moment. Recently. Not I like every moment. I enjoy every moment. I just like the version of me that showed up. Because now I can see that I'm in control and I'm starting to choose the version of me that shows up. And that's what everybody wants. Everybody wants control. Everybody wants power. And you have that in spades. But it's a lot to do with right now and a lot to do with today. So if you can get good at today, that's one of the things I say. I can do today as good as anybody. You'll be on that path of going, okay, now this is making sense. Now I understand it. Invest in me. Anyone interested in chatting, talking about something, sharing your story, interested in training, anything at all, please contact, reach out, proupodcast@gmail.com. Thank you, thank you, thank you for listening and enjoy. right, kids, here we go. Episode 461. And I don't have a title yet. I kind of have a title that it kind of explains my my situation. I was going to entitle this one Sticky Notes. Because I always have just, you know, oh, I have an idea, write it on a sticky note. And I just kind of, you know, put them in my drawer and pull them out, you know, gather them, go through them, like, okay. But, you know, the whole time I'm collecting these notes, there seems to always be kind of a theme. Like, oh, this is what's been going on, and this is what I've been thinking about a lot, or this is what's come up in conversation a lot. And I'm like, oh, it's going to be about this. But there's just all these little bits and pieces. I think I actually had an episode entitled Bits and Pieces way back in the day, because I'm like, oh, it doesn't really have a theme or a constant theme throughout it. So I just got a bunch of random sticky notes. And a couple things I want to dwell into a little bit deeper. But yeah, for the most part, that's the working that's the working title that we're going with. So kind of different moment here. It's Wednesday, which I find myself recording a lot now. It's like Sunday morning, early morning is the best. It just doesn't seem to happen, but I'm like, oh, I want to get it done by Wednesday so I can turn it into my Canadian assassin by Wednesday evening, and then we're all set for it to come out on Thursday. So just decided to like take my time and, you know, get through the stuff I needed to get through. And I'm like, you know, when I get to the, you know, recording the podcast, I will. And, you know, just one thing is like, okay, I'm going to, you know, close all the windows, and it's actually starting to get nice, which made me think about the weather. We had kind of May gray, and, you know, halfway through June, we got June gloom. But the last couple of days, the sun has come out. Now, someone in the past mentioned, wow, you know, the sun hasn't been out. And right away inside, there was this part of me going, well, I'm so thankful for this weather. So I think it was the day before yesterday, you know, the sun had come out, and, you know, so it's out all day. And it's still not getting incredibly warm. Like, it's around, you know, 76, 78, 74. Gets down to, like, you know, 58 at night. Like, to me, it's just beautiful. No fans needed, no AC, no heater, just nothing. But I kept thinking about how much worse it is everywhere else. Like, just weather around the U.S. is just crazy right now with bad air quality, and there's, you know, heat, triple digit heat. And, you know, I just find myself have that constant reminder of just being thankful. You know, okay, I'm thankful for this. I'm thankful for what I have. I'm thankful for what it is. Not, I wish it was better, you know, arguing with reality. So the next point I was going to chat about was, I have got a tickle in my throat. Doing, you know, the quote I kind of, well, there's a bunch of quotes, but chop wood, carry water has kind of been a consistent theme. Scott and I share that a lot back and forth with each other. And, you know, you just get up, head down, do what you need to. And that keeps my head quiet. And at the end of that day, I feel pretty good about it. Well, add in, I got creative. I think I chatted about doing the stones. You know, just like, hey, I feel like doing some stone work. And I did it. Didn't judge it. Didn't think about it. Didn't question it. You know, just open and grounded. So I found a piece of wood. I'm not going to go into the whole story. But I was like, oh, hey. And I picked it up and carried it. I'm like, wow, I'm going to do this. And it was just this apparent, for no reason, like, oh, if I do this, I can post it. Oh, if I do this, I can share it. Oh, there was no end result. And part of it was painted, so I didn't really know what it was when I had first found it. I was kind of like, well, maybe it'll be cool, maybe it won't. Didn't really know. But having what I've referred to as a solid day, you know, here are the things that I'm going to do each and every day to the best of my ability. I just kind of have a pretty good day. And then the mornings became important with meditating and journal. So right away I got out of my head. I wrote down things kind of observing myself or my thoughts or what had been on my mind the night before. So that gets out. So I kind of like, wow, okay, I got a quiet mind. And I'm like, well, if I go from one task to the next and just stay present, I can keep my mind quiet. Well, that's the way it's been going. And again, not perfect days, you know, not 7 out of 7. But if I think about what I'm doing now compared to like 3 months ago, 4 months ago, 5 months ago, again, I got to keep that in my mind. It's like, look what you're doing, you know, just look what you're, you know, all the balls that you're juggling. You don't have to do it perfectly, but you can also tell that you feel better. So I was feeling really good. And it was Friday. And I was like, well, I'm going to, you know, kind of work on this project. And again, I got extra time, but I'm careful. Like, I don't want to just go, oh, I'm just going to get busy. Now I'm going to make stuff and sell it and post. I'm just going to, it's like, no. I'm exactly not going to do that. But when you're busy just for the sake of being busy, it's not quality. But when you're busy because the things you're doing fulfill you, now it's the next level kind of thing. So it was just Friday, Saturday, past, you know, 2 days ago. And they were just like, you know, I almost text Scott, just said, dude, I just had a great day. And I'm like, yeah, you don't need to share that. And I didn't. But it was that good. And it was, again, nothing special. It was just this solid day, but I was also being creative. And I haven't really been creative, and I hadn't made anything for a while. And I didn't really have the urge to, need to, desire to. And there's not like, well, I should make something so I could sell it, or I should make something to go in the store, or I should make something to post. You know, there's just no, you know, goal that I'm looking to do. So when something like the stones or this piece of wood came up, like, all right, let's see. Let's see what happens. It's going to be my experience, and that'll be it. And they were just like these great days. But what I noticed on Sunday is I was tired. Like, there was a little bit of that feel good that, you know, kind of had me a little up. And I, you know, ran into a person at the dog park that I knew, and she says, I know, how are you? And I'm like, man, I'm actually doing really good. I'm working on this thing, and I could just tell I felt better. And I'm like, wow, you know, if I was, you know, right now to go, these are the two best days I've ever had. Because, again, I feel like I'm better each and every day, so I'm a better version of myself, and what my experience is now is just better than it was a week ago in lieu of what was happening. So I just feel better, and the moments I'm having are, they're genuine. Like, the clarity is there. Like, I'm like, this is a great feeling. This is a quiet mind. This is a positive, you know, experience. This is, you know, it's just this solid thing. But now, see, now when I'm tired, that can be like, well, I'm unmotivated or I'm down. You know, I'm, you know, not depressed, but that kind of is there. Like, oh, I just don't want to do anything. I'm tired. And it was, again, that kind of being aware, going, look, you can be mad, you can be sad, you can be tired, but you're fine. Just remember that. You know, you were pretty pumped Friday, Saturday. You're doing a lot of stuff. You're maybe a little bit more active. You're a little tired on Sunday. Don't worry. Don't trip. And that gets into kind of one of the things I'm going to chat about. But that's, you know, what's basically been, you know, kind of happening. Just going through the day, being aware, and, you know, watching myself and being thankful and doing the best I can, not judging myself. So first thing I'm going to chat about, or the next thing I should say, is from a podcast. And I'd shared the podcast before called The Next Big Idea. And the episode was entitled The Real Work. And it's with Adam Gopnik. That's G-O-P-N-I-K. And it was on the mystery of mastery. Now, I didn't take a bunch of notes. It just affected me. I think it wasn't that long, if I remember right. But I listened to it twice. Because there were just certain points that just resonated with, you know, Scott listened to it and he goes, I think you'll like it. And right away, it was about learning things, you know, and Scott's a drawer, you know, draws, he's an artist, you know, so he's learned that. And, you know, it touched on some things that I was working on. So this Adam guy just starts chatting and he's chatting about learning things. And not for any reason, not for a goal, not for an outcome. Just like do it to do it because here's the benefits. And it just so resonated with me because, again, you know, I got this one little secret, this one little thing I'm working on, and it just hit me like boom, because here's the key. You don't, and I'll use an example of what happened in my life earlier. I used to work out karate, used to fight, spar. That's all I did. I just sparred, get a group of guys together, one guy together, and we just would spar. I would throw kicks, but I would spar. And one day, this was in Vegas, I go to a karate school, and this brother just, yeah, I mean, he's got a little bit of a belly, and he's a black belt, and I'm like, hey, let's spar, and all of a sudden, he hits me like 3 or 4 times. And I was like, can we train together? Like, I'm fast. Like, I'm like killing people. And this guy was just tagging me at will. And he's like, well, you know, so we got together. He's like, what drills do you do? And I'm like, what do you mean? He's like, what drills do you do? And I'm like, I just spar. And he's like, think about a tennis player. They just don't play someone else in tennis to get better. You know, they have a ball machine. They do drills. So we started doing all these hand drills and these speed drills and, you know, just broke down moves. And, like, I mean, it was like I went to another level. But I remember thinking, I didn't look at it this way. I didn't think, oh, to get better at sparring, I need to do these things. I need to work on the individual pieces, segments, parts, not just the whole thing. And that's exactly what I did with this, you know, kind of new thing that I'm working on. But when he brought that in and talked about it, because he didn't drive his whole life and he learned how to drive and, you know, he explained that. So again, later in life, learning something. And it was just, you know, the reason to pursue something with not any, you know, type of like result orientated. So, and this is what was kind of cool, because, you know, kind of thinking about myself, but this guy as well. Like, even if you're over 50, and even if it takes you 8 years, and that would be me with the podcast, you know, in a sense. I mean, I think I'm better at it now, or I'm pretty good at it. But, you know, I didn't start it to go, okay, here's the goal. Here's where I want to end up. Here's where I want to be. I just did it. And again, it's that I'm doing something new. I'm doing something that I'm not familiar with. I'm doing something that might be a little bit uncomfortable. You know, I'm breaking it down in a way that I hadn't really thought of before. And it's that. It is that mental work that all of a sudden creates this thing. And I don't know when it was in there, but he said, and then you stop and you go, well, are you good? And you're like, no. And it's like, well, how much better are you than a month ago? And I'm like, well, I'm actually really better than I was a month ago. And he's like, well, there it is. So it, again, when I, you know, listen to it, and it's just like, you know, oh my God, that resonated. Oh my God, that hit home. Oh my God, that made so much sense to me. This was one of my favorite. So that's what I'm telling you to, as far as, you know, listening to the podcast, I just would, I mean, I don't think I've recommended a ton of podcast, but just this one again, how he broke it down. And again, to me, being later in life and going, okay, you're going to do this new thing, why? And I again, all of that stemmed from the time when I was talking about, you got to do some 3 years to know, like, is this something that I want to master? Because now it's going to take me 10 years. But you can't just try it for a week. You can't try it for a month. You know, you have to dig in and do it. Like, you know what I mean? You really have to dig into something to understand it. Because to learn something, you'll end up breaking it down into pieces that you didn't understand before to learn that thing. And, you know, if it's, you know, artistic, it's something that's creative like that. Like, it's just what you have to go through. And it's the going through that process that's so beneficial. So, again, building this solid day, you know, having a list of things that I need to do, making, you know, sure that my mornings are the way they are, because, you know, that keeps me, again, grounded. You know, I'll just keep reading here. That sounded funny, but I'm just going to keep reading my sticky notes. So at this point in my life, success is that I like me. And this is very recently, in every moment. Not, I like every moment, but I like the version of me that was in those moments. And this is kind of where I'm going to just kind of get into that, a little bit of just reading the sticky notes. So that was, again, something I recognized, because, again, when I was just, you know, I don't go to parties, I don't go to group gatherings, I don't chat with a bunch of people. And it'll be typically like at a dog park, you know, someone, my dogs, you know, dogs will get along, or I'll like a dog and then end up liking the dog and then end up liking the owner and end up chatting. And I'll walk away and I'm like, if I was watching, listening me talk, I'd be like, I liked him. You know, I liked, you know, no bad was coming from him. You know, he's, you know, sharing, you know, likes to affect people, you know, just walking the earth, positive, thankful for what he has. And I liked that, you know, because, again, I could tell that that version of me is showing up more consistently. Again, I listen to my podcast, how much work I have put into that. But I'm understanding, you know, we're talking about a month ago, showed up to a, you know, a auto body paint place and acted a certain way. You know, I was a certain version of me. And by the nighttime of that same day, I was like, yeah, I don't want to be that anymore. And now there's been 2-3 moments that have happened where I'm like, yeah, I'm not that version anymore. And because of that choice, my experience is better. And that's when I wrote that sticky note. I like me in every moment now. Not I like every moment, but I like the version of me that shows up. You know, so again, case in point with, you know, Zen and the dog incident. You know, it's like I didn't like that moment at all. But I protected Zen, and then I left. I didn't say a word. Didn't get mad. Didn't yell. Didn't have to, you know, make a statement. You know, didn't have to do nothing. And then felt what I felt, and then it was kind of gone. And then I was in the gratitude, and then I was like, wow, that's a whole moment now. Beginning, middle, end. Done. You can create the light in your life. You know, you can fill yourself with this certain feeling. And then do that every day. So when I talk about being present, you know, just focus on today, moment by moment. You know, think, okay, I'm going to do this today. I'm going to work on today. I'm going to, you know, I know I can have a solid day. Here's my list. Here's what I'm going to start with. Here's what I'm going to work on. Here's what I'm going to get to. You know, here's my plan. And you end the day being thankful. And if you get to wake up the next morning, then you're thankful that you get to do that again. There's Sisyphus, you know, pushing the stone up the hill. Each day you get up, you got to push the stone up the hill. So why? You got to find a reason to do that. And to me, it's like, well, I like the dude that's pushing the stone up. He's finding a reason to. He knows he can. You know, he's doing it. And at the end of the day, he's thankful. And then he gets up and he's like, all right, I get to do it again. Not, I have to. I got to push the stone up again. You know, complaining, whining, whatever you call it. Like, no, I get to. I'm thankful I get to. So when I said, here's the note that I was just going to mention. That morning prep, that process, it centers me. You know, it's like it gets me grounded. And, you know, it's kind of like you wake up and you're not like, oh, I've got scattered thoughts and that's making me feel this. And now I'm not wanting to do A, B, C, whatever it is. It's just you get up and it's a way to kind of organize, look at, flush out, clear. And again, there's just a process. It's like a preparation. But what it does for me is it kind of quiets my mind, which, boom, makes me present. And now that's my center. Now I'm centered. Now I'm ready to be like, oh, what am I going to do next? And just boom, moment, boom, moment, boom, moment. All right. Being consistently you, the version you choose. To find the version of you that's fine. You know, again, there's a cognitive dissonance. You know, on one hand, you're holding I'm fine. And the other hand, you might be sad from news. You might be mad at something that someone yelled at you. You might be afraid because you came close to something. But you can, I'm still fine. So when you find that version of you, you know, it's like, well, if you did it once, you can do it twice. If you did it twice, it's possible, it's sustainable. You know, and again, that was me getting those little breadcrumbs, finding out those truths, moving me forward, going, oh, didn't know this was possible. Feels different, feels better. Can I keep going? And us humans, we have an emotional response to everything. And as far as looking at stoicism, it's the opposite. Don't have an emotional response to everything. And I don't know if this is related or not. Sometimes I'm just taking notes when Scott and I are chatting, or I get a thought and I write it down. I just, you know, put it in a put it in a pile. Don't know if it's connected to the other one or not. Not the greatest system, but it works. Jumping into cold water with the expectation of making it warm. And that's a lot of that stuff where we start having a story that gets created in our mind. And then we find out that's not reality. Then we're upset. We're bummed. I'm like, wait, it's like, well, did it exist? Was it that a thing? Was it ever real? Was it part of reality? Or were you hoping and wishing? Expecting. You know, what does expectation bring? Simply frustration. Oh, this was a great line. I told this to a client and then I kept it and I just loved it. And I wrote it down and I told it to another client. And each client I told this to, it completely made sense to them. So it's kind of a general statement, but if you can just take it and apply it to one area of your life, maybe it'll make sense. You don't have to do a lot, but you have to do enough. And so like with a client, you don't got to work out every day. But if you skip every day and you don't foam roller, you don't stretch, you got problems. So again, don't have to do a lot. But at this point, you know, you're over 40, you're over 50, you have to do enough. Or you're just, again, you're choosing then to have a tougher path. Open days. So I have open days, you know, I have a client or two or three, and then open day. Open days become good days when I chop wood, carry water. And again, just chopping wood, just carrying water every day. It's, you know, it can be a grind. It can be hard. It's kind of like that Groundhog Day. You're going to get up. You're going to walk your dog. You're going to come home. You're going to meditate. You're going to journal. You're going to foam roller. You're going to train a client. You're going to walk your dog again. You're going to bring him home. You're going to feed. You're going to, you know, eat yourself. You're going to da-da-da-da-da-da. Get up the next morning. Boom. Walks in. Da-da-da-da. You know, just that. But yay. Thank you. I'll take it. And I don't even have this written down, but it popped in my head. And I know I said this to Scott just yesterday. I said, you know, that Friday and Saturday, feeling so great. Part of it was just this feeling I've had since I'm done with March, April, and May. Like as soon as June hit, I was done. Done with the car stuff, done with the finance stuff, done with the Zen, you know, niche. You know, all this stuff was just done. And I was like, whoa. Like, it was just my life that was left. But just my life was pretty dope, and I felt, you know, good. That's what I'm like. When I found that board, I'm like, you know what? I think I'm going to see if I can do something with that. And I was like, all right, here we go. And I was like, and I remember just that was what I was sharing. I was like, like my good just seemed even better. Because, yeah, I had made it through the bad. I had made it through the challenging. I'd made it through it. I was like, you know, congrats, you're in the end zone. And it doesn't mean that bad's not coming. Like, I know there's bad coming. I know there's suffering coming. But when you get through it, you get to, you know, celebrate in a sense. And to me, that celebration is just, I'm going to enjoy my good. I'm going to enjoy what is. And you can. And again, all the stuff I'm doing helps you be present. Helps you accept reality. Gives you that clarity that you need. To again, to not have an emotional response to everything. You know, not have those expectations of jumping into cold water, hope, thinking that you'll turn it warm. And don't attach meaning to an event. You know, it happened. A client was talking about a friend of his, and he said he got into a car accident. He's like, you know, I'm all bummed, and I was going to go hang out with my girl, and we had this day planned. And he's like, well, you can still do that. You know, car accident isn't a feel-good thing, but again, it shouldn't change what you do. You know, if you, okay, now I got to drop that car off. I have to rent the car. I have to get a ride. I have to Uber. I have to, but yeah, I'm going to my girls. I'm hanging out today. What? Well, we're going to have a great day. There it is. There's no attachment. You know, I didn't attach, oh, you know, that car, you know, I got into a car accident, or I got a flat tire, or something happened to my car, and, you know, I am being punished, or that means I shouldn't go, or that means, you know, my day is wrecked, that means I'm in a bad place, that means my life is ruined. Then when I was starting to attach meaning. So if you can just remember that, don't attach meaning. It just happened. And then you get to choose who shows up. Like, I love that whole breaking it down of, okay, that event happened, right? Zen's knee surgery. Oh, I'm being punished. I'm getting hit hard financially. It just happened. So if all that noise is quiet, I get to pick who shows up. Who shows up the best time? And I was talking to a client just yesterday about, you know, I remember being at the park and doing my little yoga stretching. And then I was going to the dentist, and I was like, man, I'm having a great day. Meanwhile, Zen's having knee surgery. I mean, I was highly aware of what was happening to my dog at the time I was having this great day. It almost felt kind of weird in a way. Like, is this right? Like, it's like, well, why should you have a bad day? Because, you know, like, the knee surgery has to happen. It's happening. Why should that? Now, again, is it great news? Is the money great news? No. But it didn't take away from my day. And then you realize, well, there's the power. You can choose which version of you shows up. And I'm telling you, that's one of those easily stated, harder to apply thing. Because I'm saying that like it's 2 + 2 = 4. And it took me over 50 years to even, you know, understand it. Love is not attachment. So two dogs passed away. One is my manager's, this Lolly, this little like 6-pound Yorkie. It was just sweet, but you know, I didn't really hang out with her. It was just this tiny thing, but she just loved it and adored it. And I knew because of Lolly's age and health that she was probably going to pass while I was here living here. So I kind of knew it. And I just knew how attached my manager was. And again, different moments happen where, you know, I'll walk out to my car out of the grocery store and I'll look and I'll be like, I got this amazing looking animal just all fired up that I'm coming back in the car. I'm like, you know, one day he's not going to be there. You know, what's that going to be like? And then, you know, again, there's all these things that I thought about. I'm like, okay, all those things she's going to think about. Like, I was in her apartment one day and she was like, you know, Lolly lays here. That's where her bed is. And then the sun comes up, she lays here. And, you know, so it's like, so now there's like those 4 spots that she looks at. And Lolly's not there. And Lolly's stuff. And, you know, Lolly this. And she goes, I was driving the car the other day. And I'm like, oh, I got to get back. And she's like, I got to get back for Lolly. And it's like, no, Lolly's gone. Like, just that reflex. And I just knew. I just knew it was going to be a big deal. Because, again, if you're like one person with a dog, and then that dog's gone. I mean, that's that noise, that energy, that just that little thing gone. Now it's just you. And I knew how close she was, and I knew how much she cared about her dog. And that's the stuff that just reminds me, like, that's going to happen to Zen. Yep, that's coming. And you came in the house one day, and I was just like, you know, Zen's got this bed on the floor, and that's where I lay with him. And I'm like, can I imagine walking in here and going, yeah, I'm going to pick that up now, put that away, and then I'm like, like, I just know it's just going to be like so weird. But I thought, and this is what I was sharing with Scott, was like, I know that this type of thinking is good for me. Because it's helping prep me. You know, I'm thinking about all this stuff, and I'm seeing other people go through it. And then this neighbor lady, Iris, I probably mentioned her before, but Zen deemed her like his favorite person as soon as he met her. Like this little short Hispanic woman, doesn't speak English that well, but just Zen would run to her, cross the street to her, like he knew her or something. But all 7 years, his favorite person. So she had probably a year or two ago, two dogs. One was Junior, older dog, and it passed away. The other dog was Terry. And about 6 months ago, they got another dog, Lola. So this little white, little fluffy thing, and Terry, this little shaggy thing. I like Terry. Like, I like Terry a lot. And, you know, Zen would run up and be all excited, and Terry would be, you know, pretty cool and patient. And but then Terry would kind of come up to me, and I would pet him, and I just love that when a dog would give me a little attention. And then one day I looked outside and heard this dog barking. I'm like, no way. Like, Terry was going after some little dog, you know, just barking. I'm like, I didn't even know Terry barked. So I just loved this dog, and Terry passed away. And I'm hugging Iris, and she's crying, and I'm crying, and, you know, I just felt for her, you know. I mean, this is, again, now the second dog that she's now lost, and, oh. And all of a sudden, I came and got Zen. I was walking to the park, so I was thinking about manager's dog. I was thinking about Iris's dog. And I was like, I got to the park, and I was like, stop. You just need to stop thinking about this. Because then it was like, okay, now I'm sad. Now I'm, you know, it was just eating me up inside. And then it was trippy because it just stopped. Like, I just, okay, here's this feel-bad movie. And, okay, done. Walk outside. All right, all done with that. And again, when you start observing yourself, controlling, picking your thoughts, changing, you know, your reality in a sense. I mean, again, that's that powerful thing. Like, you feel really good. Like, I'm in control. I'm working on today. I'm focused on today. You know, I'm picking what goes in my mouth. I'm picking what I watch. I'm picking what I hear. I'm picking what I say. I like the version of me showing up. But there was that reminder with the dogs. You know, you're going to get a dog, and that dog more than likely is going to pass away while you are still alive. Just the fact. You get a dog, there it is, beginning, middle, and end. Like, you pretty much know that going into it. So when the dog passes, the dog passed. Don't attach meaning to it. Love is not attachment. And again, things I'm understanding, things I'm learning, things I'm getting, and I'm 58. So not telling people you should have known this. You got to learn it. You got to learn it quick. Ain't having it. All right. So journaling, different way to perceive your experience. And that's just really hit home with me. Because there's just moments where I'm like, you know, blah, blah, this is dumb, and I get done and nothing. But then there's moments I wake up and I'm like, wow, that was profound, or wow, that made me think, or hey, that was, and I was just, you know, again, talking to Scott with it, and I was like, you know, what is the, you know, it's just trippy. Because you end up going, okay, I'm going to look at me, I'm going to look at my life, I'm going to look in my head, and then I'm going to write it down. And, I don't really write with, pen or pencil. You know what I mean? That much in the last how many years? But then I start journaling and I'm like, it just feels like it activates this whole other physical side of you. You know, the eye-hand coordination or something in your head where it's like, it's just like a different maybe muscle that you use where we're used to texting, typing. You know, it's that, not taking a pen or pencil and actually, you know, handwriting, you know, writing it down in, you know, printing in a journal. But again, I've done it a bunch in the past and didn't like it at all, and it didn't resonate with me. And then I've tried on and off for I don't know how long, and all of a sudden, poof, it just worked, and I got it, and then it just made sense to me. And again, I'm not perfect. I don't do it every morning. You know, I can't be that guy. But I know journaling to the best of my ability every morning helps me. Helps centers me, helps prep me. You know, it's part of my process for the, you know, better me to show up. So I'm walking Zen through the back parking lot, And now when, you know, I see a car, I'm like, okay, there's a car. Doesn't matter. Nothing to do with you. And I kind of walk in. I'm like, it's kind of crazy because, like, I really let go of that. Like, I don't really, like, it's really got nothing to do with me. So, again, I'm feeling good about that. So, same thing, walking through the back parking lot, and there's a car parked at the end of the parking lot. Not in the parking lot. And I'm kind of walking through the parking lot towards the door, and I see this guy just throw out, like, a bottle of whatever he was drinking. And I'm like, oh, and then he throws out like a straw wrapper. And I'm like, oh, like, I just got this thought, like, I'm going to see somebody do that. I'm going to just walk up. I'm going to pick it up and I'm put it right back in the car. But I'm just walking to the house, walking to the apartment, walking to the door. And I'm looking and I see two guys in there in the car. And I'm like, you know, unlock the door. And I just come in the gate. And I walk up the steps and I get back and I come in the house and I'm sitting there. And all of a sudden it was like I was outside of myself looking. I'm like, what is that? And it was that whole fight or flight thing. Like my heart was just starting to kind of, I felt like, okay, like, you know, you should be out there talking to him and you're not. Now you can feel that. What are you going to do? That, like, okay. Just, and I was like, okay, stop. So hold up. Time out. Tom, yeah, in your apartment, door's closed. You know, got nothing to do with you. And you know what? If you walk out later or tomorrow and there's litter, you can just pick it up. And this thing just left. Like, all that I just kind of started noticing just left. And this is like the best thing when I was sharing to Scott. But I was just like, dude, I just sat there and went, okay. There was that thing that kind of kicked in. I was like, you need to do this. And then you're like, whoa, 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 whoa. And I know that. Oh, here it is. Interrupt that compulsion to see the outcome. Because that's what I did. I was like, okay, what's, I'm like, all right, you go down there and no matter what you say to these guys, they're not going to go, oh, you're right. Thanks. Never going to litter again. You're the best. Appreciate you. You know, it's just, it's going to be confrontation. I wrote that down. It's going to be confrontation. And I wrote this word again. I went confrontation. It's just going to. I'm going to go down going, hey, don't litter. I mean, unless I walk up going, hey, I'm just coming down here to pick up whatever you throw out. You know, unless I say that, which I'm not going to do. But it was this trippy thing where there was just this feeling where I'm like, you need to go down there. You need to say something. You need to, you know. And then I just stopped it. I went, why? What bothers you is that if there's litter, and it's just easy to go out there later and then pick up the litter. And I like, I didn't wreck my day. Like, I chose to be this version of me that had this great day after that moment. And that's never happened ever in those type of moments. You know, it's like I see someone parked in the parking lot or, you know, whatever, and I get upset. And then there's a talk and a confrontation. And I come back in the house and I'm worked up about it. And then I'm thinking about how I was and how I felt. And I don't like my anger and blah, 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 blah. And that's what I'm trying to avoid. You know, that's what I'm trying to get over, be done with, you know, move on from, move forward from. So I think I was talking to Scott and we wrote, and I wrote this down, but it was interrupt that compulsion to see the outcome. So once I saw, I was like, it doesn't matter what I say to those guys. It's not going to, like, I feel better now, or they agreed, or they said that. It's just not. And I was like, see, I interrupted that compulsion. So I could be like, okay, hold up. Well, what's really going to happen? Like, do you want any part of that? Do you want to feel that the rest of the day? I was like, no. All right, cool. You're in the apartment. You're fine. And the next, it was probably the next morning. I'd forgotten about it, but I went out there and it was like, everything from the bag was thrown out, like, one at a time. Every napkin, everything. So it was like probably 10, 12 things to pick up. And then it was finally the bag that was just crumpled up. I'm like, you know, you could have put everything back in the bag and just threw out the bag. But they're like, nope, just going to throw out one thing at a time. Now, again, someone that does that, am I going to change who they are in a moment? When I'm probably going to be a little heated and mad about them littering. But it was like, right there it was. I was like, okay, pick, Tom. What experience do you want to have? The one you had for 50-some years or one like that? And again, there's the power. Empowerment. Like, totally in control. And I think Scott said this. He said, you're then creating your reality. See, I then created my reality. Don't say anything. Go upstairs. You're fine. Zen's fine. Take a couple deep breaths. Go out later. Pick up the litter. You won. That's a different experience and a different reality than I've had. And again, those type of situations where I feel I got to do something, say something. This is something, I think it was Andrew McCarf. What's his name? Andy Garfield, that actor. I think he was on a podcast with Anderson Cooper. I don't remember that exactly, but I'm pretty sure it was Andrew Garfield who was talking about losing his mother. And he says, I have grief and I'm okay with that because it's how I express the love I have inside of me for my mom. So it was like that reframing that grief. Instead of, oh, this is a horrible feeling, I hate this feeling. It's like, no, that's how you express the love you have inside of you for that person that you've lost, that has passed. And I shared that with my manager. I text her. And just about, I wouldn't say on dot every other day, but I've just been, you know, sending her. You know, if I see her, I said to her, look, I'm not going to ask you how you're doing every day. It's not going to change day by day. I said, you just hope you're healing a little bit at a time. And she had sent me a text. She said, hi, Tom, I really appreciate how deeply you understand my loss. And she wrote Lolly with a heart broke. And other people who lose their pets. This is pain, daily pain. Everything is still connected in my memory. Her steps, her movements, her look. Thank you again. So I shared that, like, look, this feeling you're going to have is just going to be there. And it will just really, really slowly decrease over time. So it's really just a matter of time. But what can help you navigate that time is reframing that feeling. That grief, that's the love inside of you that you had for Lolly. And to me, it really resonated. Like, it really worked. I was like, you know, that's that, like, I don't know, like a dope life hack kind of thing. We are at 4 kids survived in a jungle for 40 days. Blew me away. Then I find out that their mother, when after the plane crash, was still alive. But she knew she wasn't going to last long, and she knew the kids had to, like, go get help. So could you imagine? The 13-year-old's the oldest. There's a 9, 6, and a 1-year-old. And the 13-year-old has to go, okay, mom, gotcha. Leave you here to die, and I will go take care of my 3 siblings, the youngest being 1-year-old, in the jungle. And they did it for 40 days. I was, like, completely amazed, wondering, like, I mean, you know, if I was literally thrown anywhere, I think a side of me would come out where I would survive. I just knew I would. But I'm not saying because I'm smart and got survivor skills. I would have that will to live and do whatever I need to do. But again, I don't know if I could. You know, you eat the wrong stuff. You don't eat enough. You drink bad water. You know, I mean, there's a bunch of things that factor into it. I guess I had enough knowledge of that landscape to kind of, like, know the plants to eat or gather fruit or whatever it was. But I was just like, okay, that dude's in his 20s, that 13-year-old. What's his life like? At 13, plane crashes, you lose your mother, she's still alive, dying, tells you to leave, and then you spend 40 days taking care of your siblings. All right, just what, then go back to school and just move forward. It's like, wow. You know, the path. Again, when you're woe is me, wishing it might be different for you, you know, it's like that wish going, okay, I just want it different, because you're thinking it's going to be just better. And it's like, okay, what if it's different? But you don't get to pick. Like, you just get to go, do you want a different life? I'll snap my fingers and I'll make it happen. Yep, I do. Click. And it's worse. You end up being that 13-year-old who, you know, lost his only parent in a plane crash and then had to kick it in the jungle, being the new parent for your siblings. And how that whole trauma affects him. Like, They didn't know they were going to get out of the jungle. They didn't know they were going to be rescued. You know, he's sitting there for how long going, I just left my mother and she's dead. And I don't have any, I don't know if about the, what the father's situation was or where he was. But, I mean, just gnarly, just a gnarly, gnarly situation. So, again, these are all just little statements on sticky notes. But I was asked about my, I got tattoo 55 on the back of my hand. And no one ever has ever come up to me and asked me about any of my tattoos. Just doesn't really happen. And like twice in like 2 weeks, like someone's like, hey, what's that 55 for? And I was like, and then I kind of answered. And the second time I answered again, but I was like, I kind of got a, like, I know exactly why I got it. But like to answer it, it was like to someone else. Okay. How do I get them to understand what that meant? Like, you know, my life changed. My experience changed. It was for the better. I saw, felt things I had never seen or felt before. There was a shift in like in everything. And it was 2020. And then my beach doesn't close. People stop driving on the freeway as much. Gas gets cheaper, and I'm like, okay. And I'm like, under my breath, and I, you know, said this on the podcast a bunch of times, like one of the best years I ever had up until that point was 2020. And I'm like, people are gonna go, you mean 2020? Everybody's gonna go, that was the start of the pandemic. I'm like, yeah, I know, start of the pandemic was best year of my life. I mean, that's why I got the tattoo. It was that impactful to me that year. But I wasn't getting it 2020. I didn't want to celebrate that. It was when I turned 55. I just felt good. My birthday was coming up. I was turning 55. Zen was 5. My podcast was 5. That's 4 5s. Add them up. 20. What year is it? 2020. You know, there are just these little things that were just moving along. And, you know, I'm not one of, oh, I'm celebrating my birthday. I just kind of felt good leading up to it. It's not like I did anything out of the normal. But I just remember, like, just going, this is different. And again, that was the impetus for the tattoo. All right, we're actually, well, I guess I got a couple more. I got a couple on my phone that I wanted to read. So we got one of the biggest pleasures of my life, one of the greatest joys that this version of me experiences is when I go to the park by my house, Zen in my house, or I go to the puppy park up on Mulholland. There's X amount of dogs that recognize me and come running to me when they see me. And it's like the best. Like I go there, I'll spend like no time talking to anybody. Even, you know, some of the owners, like if a dog runs up, says hi, we hang out, and then the dog leaves. I mean, I don't, you know, so I always have to talk to, I don't always end up talking to the owner, and sometimes don't know them. But there's certain dogs now, I know their name, and I'll call out their name and they'll just come beeline running to me and just like recognize me, know, remember me. And I just sit there and like, you know, a couple of the owners like, wow, he really likes you. You know, and it's just, it's the best. It's like the best compliment. Again, right now in my life at this place, when dogs remember me, I just feel good. I'm like, I'm a part of this dog's psyche. You know, I'm a friend of this dog. He knows me. And I love that. I love that. And again, did I achieve that? I don't know. I can't really say. Yep, that's, I've been working on and got that. But it's a fact. It's just a fact. Here's a quote from Fight Club. Because Scott and I were talking. And he said, what we hold on to ends up holding on to us. And I'm like, I think I've heard that before. Fight Club. The things we own end up owning us. And again, this time, I mean, I've seen Fight Club how many times and how long ago. But that, hearing that quote now, because it wasn't like material things owning. It was like what I'm, like that version of me or my, like things that I'm attaching to. You can tell, you know, oh, that's what I own. I own my anger. It's like, yeah, that anger ends up owning you. I'm like, wow. So here's again, sometimes the depth of honesty, looking at oneself, most people aren't comfortable with. And I do not have a problem doing it all. This is a text to Scott. I said, my growing awareness, when there is no bad punching me in the face, I begin to have opinions on things that have nothing to do with me. I'm witnessing older versions of me coming forward, willing to support these feelings / stories. Not fun, but I'm seeing them for what they are. The pull is strong. Kind of shocking. This is what I need to go through, see, and experience to grow, change, and evolve. And I love that. Yes, I wrote it, and I'm saying that I love it. But it's just that here's reality. I have to look at that stuff. And I have to be able to, oh, I hate that. Oh, that bothers me. Oh, this, oh, that. It's like, no. That's not it at all. But it was, you know, kind of into June. Zen was better. Cars were done. Kind of, you know, money worked out. Paid some bills. I was like, okay, I'm good. And then that day, wherever it was, all of a sudden I was like, whoa, whoa, whoa. What's up there, big shifter? Because I wasn't having an opinion about, you know, some things I saw, or I think something with like some homeless encampment. And I was just like, and I was like, what has that got to do with you? Like, it was just stop. Like, whoa, whoa, yo, what is your problem? It's like, because you got no big problems right now, you're going to go, oh, you ought to like that. Oh, really? And like, wow, okay. That worked. That worked fat. That worked exactly what I wanted, or how I wanted it to work. All right. I haven't come up with a new title, and it was so fragmented, so I'm just going to call it Sticky Notes, episode 461. And I love that Zen and I ended up together because we're so much alike. You know what I mean? It's just like we just fit. The moods, the sensitivity, the cuddling, how we sleep. Like, just, I'm like, oh, he's just the perfect dog for me. You know, he's tolerant of me, and he's patient of me. He's way better than me, but he loves me unconditionally, no matter, you know, if I snap or, you know, no matter whatever. Just like, oh, he's just perfect for me, you know, just how it works out. And I was thinking about, like, you know, did the podcast with a friend and then had some guests and had some clients and some trainers, and I was like, well, now what? I'm like, I don't know what you're gonna do. I mean, I guess you could just share your experience. You know, I was like, all right. I mean, you can, people will either like wanna hear it or not. But, you know, AA, they let you share. You know, no one gets an opinion. So I thought, well, that's what I'll do. I'll just share. And then, you know, you fast forward all till now, and I'm like, yeah, just write stuff down on sticky notes, and then I read them. I just share the moments, itty-bitty moments, the big things, the bad, the really bad, the ugly. I just share it all. And it's like, I mean, again, I'm thankful. You know, I don't have to sit down and, okay, I got to do that thing that's really unnatural and really difficult and I struggle doing. It's like, nah, man, I just take notes. I just share. I just walk the earth, have experiences, and then I share those experiences. And, you know, I obviously enjoy sharing the fruits of my labor now after, you know, this much time working on myself and telling people, hey, like on my little sticky note, even if you're 50, even if you're over 50, even if it takes you 8 years, work on you, work on something, you know, apply your talents, your good to something. And then, you know, chop wood, carry water each and every day, be thankful, be present. And enjoy when that experience shifts. Because you are worth it. Hello, and welcome to your Pro View moment. Stoked you're here. Truly am. Listening's cool, but you're still here and you're doing this for you, and you know it's for you, and you've been doing it for a while. Yeah, it's dope. Because you're on the right track, you're deeming yourself worthy. And you're utilizing the theory of the little things done consistently. So let's enjoy this Pro You moment that we will now share together. Let's control the things we can, eyes closed. Seated on the floor, legs folded if you can. Neutral neck, shoulders over the hip, navel tucked into the spine. We'll draw the inhale through the nose. Slow it down, elongate it. We'll allow the exhale out the mouth. Slow it down, elongate it. That's the ebb and flow that we're going to stay focused on, connecting the mind and body. You will do this for 180 seconds to the best of your ability. Anything else enters your head, kindly, calmly ask it to leave. Return to your breath. I will let you know when time is up. You may begin now. Thank you. Well done. It is truly about you. About how you feel about you. If you believe in you, if you like you, if you're willing to put in the effort for you. I always say I come to my well by the water I sell. But I'm not selling a product. And I'm not selling do what I did. What I'm selling is if I could do it, anyone can do it. If I could change my experience over 50 to a better experience, learn all these things, anyone could do it. And again, when I started this podcast 8 years ago, I was like, well, I'm going to be such a great version of me. I'm going to be saying this. I'm going to be sharing this. No clue. But it's pretty dope now to be here and go, wow, you know, it's almost like a beginning, a middle, and an end. No idea what I was doing when I started. In the middle, I started kind of figuring out I was just going to share my story. And I knew it was going to help me heal. Sharing does that. And you fast forward, and I have healed. And I've become a better version of me. And I've evolved. I've learned how to move forward and get out of my way. And again, not saying do what I did. Pick up bits and pieces, things that resonate, and apply it to your path. It's your path. It's like a snowflake, fingerprint. We're unique. Our paths will be unique. They will not be the same as anyone else's. So if you do deem yourself worthy of that effort, of that time, of that commitment, you too can change your experience. Peace and God bless.